Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess, Amen, Pastor Katisa, on this great Wednesday morning. We just give God praise, glory, and honor. God is awesome. He is worthy of praise. And we just thank God for you. We thank God that you're able to join us on today. And we are blessed. We are blessed by the Most High God, and truly that he wants us to be encouraged from his word, encouraged and strengthened in him. And that's what we are coming to do, amen, to strengthen each other, because we know that that's how God would want us to respond. That's how God wants us to show love. And so we just thank God. We praise him. We bless him. And we are grateful. We are thankful. Amen. And bless his holy name. God is awesome. He's wonderful. He's mighty. And we worship him. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise. God, I give you glory and honor. Truly, you are an amazing God. You are awesome. You are mighty. There is none like you. And so, God, we just thank you. We thank you that you are our God. You are our Savior. You are our strength. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, that you are with us more than the whole world can be against us. And so, God, we thank you for your guidance on today. We thank you, God, that we are accomplishing your work, accomplishing the things that you want in the earth, and that is to win souls to Christ and to be builders of the wall, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge so you won't have to destroy the land. There are souls that need us, that need to have seeds of the gospel planted in their heart, to be prayed for, God. Let us be ready and available to do your will, God. To you be the glory, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank God. We praise his holy name. We bless his holy name on today. Amen. And we are grateful, we are thankful. And how God is using us, how God is utilizing his people, amen. So just give him praise, give him glory. So we are builders. We are builders of the kingdom. Those who are sent into the harvest field, we are sent, amen, to do a great work. And that is the building up of souls, the building up of God's kingdom for his righteousness, for his sake, amen. Hallelujah, praise his name. And so this is to bless him, glory be unto God. Jesus is Lord, amen. And that's what we want to proclaim in all the earth. We think about building, and we think about architects and how they build houses, how they build buildings. And so we have a great work, a design work that God has released throughout the earth when he released Jesus Christ, his son, to come to the earth, amen, and to be Savior of the whole world, to die on the cross for our sins, and then be raised from the dead for our justification, amen. God was architect. He was building a building, amen, a spiritual building, a spiritual house. That's why it says in the book of Psalms that unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. So we are entrusted. We are dependent upon God, for he is, amen, he's the laborer. He is the one that brings forth, glory be unto God, all that is needed to build the house. And so the word of God is from Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 20. It says, I answered him by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. We, his servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. Nehemiah 2 and 20. We are called to build these spiritual walls and physical protection around our families, cities, and nations. That's what a wall stands for protection. And so this spiritual protection comes through prayer. It comes through seeking God. It comes through calling on him in spirit and in truth. and testifying of his goodness. As that song my sister Ada out of the continent of Africa was singing, we testify of God's goodness. We testify, we are witnesses, amen, of his protection, of his glorious miracles, signs and wonders in the earth. So we are testifying and we are bringing this out, amen. We're not holding back. It's like Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in our bones. We have to release the word of God. It has to be released from our heart. It has to be released from our mouth. Amen. And so we are releasing, amen, the spiritual house that is being built comes from being laborers in the harvest, comes from planting the gospel and seeing the gospel grow. It is God. We are, the book of Corinthians says, we are nothing, that it is God who makes the seeds grow. It is God who, is the one who will get all accommodation, who gets the glory, because, amen, we just go out, we have no control over whether somebody receives the gospel or not. Amen, we have no control over that. The only thing we have control over is what we say and what we do for God, and how God will fill us with his courage and his boldness to speak the truth in love and tell others about this glorious kingdom. We see that all around us, our nation is in distress. There is a broken down of the walls by sin and evil and wickedness. And so violence is taking place. Sexual immorality is taking place. All these things are destroyers. It's destruction. And so we, as the body of Christ, must rise up, amen, to the call that's in Christ Jesus to be repairers of the breach, repairers of the wall, builders up of the wall, just like Nehemiah returned to Israel. They said, God of heaven will give us success. We, your servants, will start rebuilding. But as for you, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historic right to it. So we, amen, praise the Lamb of God. We are called for such a time as this. Just like Esther was called, praise the Lamb of God. And she was called, and they pursue their spiritual inheritance to protect the Jews and stand in the gap. Families, individuals, men, women, children, and youth in the United States and around the world need this spiritual prayer and protection for their souls. Let us be diligent in being the ones that, by our prayers, are keeping souls out of hell. To God be the glory. To God be the praise. Have a blessed and awesome rest of your day on today. Be encouraged to be prayer warriors, to be spiritual builders of the house of the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violence taken by force. We take spiritual warriors for God, and we praise him. We give him glory. Be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.